Welcome to Raised on D&D Podcast. Each month, Raised on D&D brings you inspirational interviews with tips and strategies to enrich your family's gaming experience.
Your host for Raised on D&D has been a game master for 30 years and father to three gamers.
Here is Nick Cardarelli.
Welcome back, gamers. I'm your host, Nick Cardarelli, and this is Raised on D&D. My next guest is from Florida. He's a comic book fan, an up-and-coming artist, an experienced tabletop RPG-er. Please welcome my youngest son, Zachariah Cardarelli. Hi, Zach.
Thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Zach, you have been raised on D&D and a variety of other tabletop role-playing games, but you love comic books and superheroes. Is that true?
Yes, that is very true. I am obsessed.
Now, currently, what comic books are you reading?
I'm reading DC's Super Sons right now.
No, tell us a little bit about Super Sons for people who don't know.
Superman, as we all know and love, has a son with Lois Lane, and he is best friends with Batman's son, Damian, the new Robin, and they are like the best duo in the world.
Wow. So, Superman's son, and what's Superman's son's name?
John Kent. Damian Wayne is Batman's son.
And now, a lot of people think that Damian Wayne is Batman and Catwoman's son, but that's not true, is it?
No, it is Ra's al Ghul's daughter's kid.
Wow. With
Batman. I don't know how that happened, but it did.
Well, you see, when a man loves a woman.
Okay, yeah, no. No.
That's not what you meant? That's not what
no.
you meant? Okay. So, so, you're a big comic book fan. And we've also seen some of your artwork. So you're really into drawing. Is that true?
Yeah, I like to draw a lot.
Okay. And have you been drawing a lot of DC superheroes or Marvel superheroes recently?
I was like a week ago doing a bunch of DC, but I've been taking a little bit of a break.
Okay. And exploring different subject matters to draw?
Yes, I've been doing, like, She-Ra and, like, other characters from that show.
Okay. So, some Masters of the Universe characters. And your love for superheroes, when do you think you really got into comic books and, like you said, got obsessed with superheroes?
Well, I've always gotten into comic books, like, every free comic book day, just going to the comic book store and, like, getting every single one they have. Comic books have always, like, been there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I've ever gotten into them as much as I have recently until, like, probably this year. I started, like, majorly going into the comic books.
Okay, so you've always liked comic books, but you didn't always read them. But during the lockdowns, you found yourself pulling out your long box, reading through, and then recently you've just switched to digital comics, is that right?
Yes, I've been reading the DC Universe Infinite comic books.
And for the folks at home who don't know, DC Comics Infinite it's an app, right?
Yeah, it's an app, it's a membership.
Okay.
And you get, like, a billion comics at your fingertips.
Wow. And how many comic books and graphic novels do you think you've read?
I started on April 22nd.
On April 22nd. So how many comic books do you think you've read so far off of the DCE?
I've actually been keeping track, and I have, like, 81 comics read.
81 comics read off the DCI. That's incredible. DCUI. Sorry. Now that you are fully immersed in superheroes, do you remember when we would play superhero RPGs like Mutants and Masterminds?
Well, I do remember a little bit. I remember I was Kid Flash. My brother was Robin, and my sister was Black Canary, and we got the fight Lobo and Poison Ivy, and it was really fun. So that's one of the best Mutants and Masterminds games I remember.
And so that was one of the first Mutants and Masterminds games that we had ever played, and you fought Poison Ivy and Lobo. There was also the jewelry heist where you fought the criminals, and then there was the giant bug that destroyed the apartment complex, and you had to rescue the people out and fight the bug. Now, we played another Mutants and Masterminds game more recently, and can you tell us a little bit about that one?
That one, I got to play Miles Morales, best Spider-Man, and my sister got to play as Black Widow. My brother got to play as Ghost Rider, and my mom played as Catwoman. And we got to fight a voodoo doctor and all his henchmen, and it was like in a warehouse. I think it's like some deal was going on with them, and that's why they were together. And we got to fight them, and that was really cool.
And so we had a little bit of a crossover where we had the three Marvel heroes and the one DC character. Was it difficult playing Miles Morales and Kid Flash versus playing a character that didn't appear in a show or a comic book?
It was a little bit more challenging because I wanted it to be like that character. And it's not going to be like that character, of course, but I wanted it to be like that character, and so I was trying, but, it's not going to be like that. So I guess it was harder, playing him versus, a character I made. I don't think that would be harder. No, I don't think that's harder.
Okay. Recently, we've gotten to play Save the Day, a superhero RPG by Occam Arts Games. So can you tell us a little bit about that adventure?
Yeah, I got to play Damian Wayne, as I was talking about earlier, and my mom got to play as Zatanna from the show Young Justice, and your one and only Nicholas Cardarelli got to play as Blue Beetle, and we got to fight Shade in the beginning, and that was really cool, and we had a little bit of encounters. We followed his trail, we investigated, and it led us to, this building or, cave or something. And we went down, these stairs. We had to fight all these henchmen. And we got all the way down the stairs. And there was Joker, Shade, and Harley Quinn. And her two hyenas. And it was just crazy. He had this crown. And he was going to put it on. And he was going to become super powerful when Blue Beetle stretched out his arm with his tech, and he yoinked the crown.
You're forgetting a part.
Oh?
The Joker has the crown that if he puts on, he's going to become super powerful. And Damian Wayne does something to get the crown away from him first.
Oh, yes. I hit... Damien hit his batarang and threw it across the room, and it hit the crown, and it threw it on the floor, and that's when Blue Beetle snatched it.
Yes.
Zatanna made a portal, and we all went through, and it closed, and Joker wasn't upset. He just wanted to go watch Netflix with Harley. Probably the new Sweet Tooth show.
Well, that was very cool. I know that you were a little disappointed that it was so anticlimactic because you wanted to fight the Joker, but you did such a great job disarming him. And then when I took the crown and your mom was like, oh, we got the crown, let's get out of here. And you used her magic wand and we all got whisked away out of the complex. So what did you think of Save the Day? Did you enjoy the gameplay? Did you enjoy the ease of the rules?
Yeah, I was about to talk about that. I really enjoyed that it was only one dice. Like, that was so much easier than all these different dice, trying to figure out which ones to use. And, like, that's, like, the hardest part. But Save the Day was such an ease. Anyone can play it. It's just, it was so fun. And I would really enjoy to play it again.
And that's how I felt about it. It was the ease of play, and that gave more for story. I mean, we went from investigating the missing pieces, fighting Shade outside the magic shop, to the car chase, the mountain, tracking them into the underground complex, fighting the thugs down the staircases, and then eventually confronting the Joker and Harley Quinn and Shade. So that was really good. And I don't think if we were playing a RPG that had more clunky mechanics or crunchy mechanics, that we would have gotten as far in that adventure in such a short amount of time. As far as superhero role-playing games go, would you be up to trying other superhero role-playing games as well?
Yes, because I like Save the Day so much, I do think trying other ones would be fun.
And because Save the Day you've just recently tried, and until then we were playing Mutants and Masterminds. And so we've had Mutants and Masterminds is a very heavy rule system, where Save the Day was very light
and it was easy going, and it was very fun. It was a lot less complicated than other ones I've played.
That's great. And so if we try some other superhero role-playing games, Amazing Tales has just come out with Amazing Heroes. It's a evolution of Amazing Tales, and it is a superhero adventure. So there's lots of different avenues that we can take for superhero role-playing games. Zach, there's lots of families out there that have children, both teens and younger kids, who love superheroes. They love the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They love Disney Plus's new shows. They love DC. And they would like to take some of that excitement about superheroes and bring it to their tabletop role-playing games. What's your suggestion for parents who want to play superhero RPGs with their kids? What are some ways that they can get them to the table, sit down, and give it a try?
Give your whole thing like a theme, like a birthday party type. Like, have everyone wear t-shirts that, like, match the game. Definitely, like, party food. And it like, if you have, like, littler kids, it would be pretty cool to theme the food in, like, the theme of the game. Like, that really is, like, intriguing.
So give us an example. If I wanted to run, like, a DC superheroes game, more specifically, if I was going to have everyone play the Teen Titans, how would we theme that game event?
Well, I feel that would be really fun to do a Teen Titans. And if in the show Teen Titans Go and the original Teen Titans show, they eat a lot of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to make some pizza or order some pizza in, and you can incorporate that like in the game, when the action's about to start, you can, like, say, hey, the Teen Titans are eating pizza, and we got pizza, and we're gonna, like, go and have fun and play this game. And I feel like, they will have such a good time playing that, feeling like they are the Teen Titans if they're doing actions that the Teen Titans would do.
Okay. So wearing t-shirts of favorite superheroes, having food. I know I'm a big fan of Teen Titans Go. So there's the waffle song. You could have waffles. There's the episode where they get turned into pies. And so you could have little pies, things like that.
And, when you have to write things down, right? Party stores have themed pencils. Get themed pencils, and it will be so fun to be writing your notes down with a themed pencil. Like, the little things really do it.
Those really make the game session more enjoyable.
Yes.
Okay, and it kind of helps keep your focus because you're in this game. Now, moving forward, would you be interested in playing different kinds of tabletop role-playing games, other games beyond superheroes, or is there a mashup, like you were talking about, Masters of the Universe? Now, next year, a Masters of the Universe tabletop game is scheduled to come out. There's also anime role-playing games that are coming out, and you can kind of mix anime with superheroes, like My Hero Academia, and playing a role-playing game with those characters. So is there something like that that you'd like to try moving forward?
Yes. In the end of season 2 of My Hero Academia, if we're going to use that as an example, that they have a fantasy setting for an end clip. And I'm pretty sure they did something in the manga for that. So there's a girl in the show called Ochako, and she can levitate things. So they made her like a mage and stuff. And those are stuff that I would really like to play.
That sounds great. Now, would you like to play, and you mentioned the My Hero Academia in a fantasy setting, but would you also like to play My Hero Academia in their original superhero setting? Maybe create original characters where you decide your own quirks and things like that.
Yes, that does sound fun because in that universe, when you're born, most people have a superpower when they're born. So you can make any character you want, and I feel like that would be just really fun.
Well, terrific, Zach. I'm so happy to hear about your love for comic books and for art and for superheroes. And I'm so glad that you've enjoyed superhero role-playing games. Now, we've played lots of different role-playing games over the years, from Pathfinder to Dungeons & Dragons to Call of Cthulhu. You have played tons of RPGs. Is there any RPG that wasn't superhero that you really enjoyed also?
I did like the spookier games, like Camp Myth. I really enjoyed Camp Myth and Call of Cthulhu. I like the spookier games. Like, those were cool. And there's so many just, like, memories that built up over those spookier games.
Now, we just recently played Call of Cthulhu during October for Halloween. What do you remember about that adventure?
Well, I do remember that it was very cinematic. Knives were like pushing towards walls. Beds were collapsing over people. I remember, I think it was Lexi and her, the bed fell on top of her, and we had to pull it off of her before she, like, suffocated or something. And that was very scary. And when we went down into the basement, that's when things got pretty crazy. I remember the police came, and in the game.
Right.
And they knocked down the wall, and there was, like, this hole just spooky area, and it really fit the theme of October that was going on.
That adventure was called The Haunting. It's free for download at chaosium.com. And The Haunting is a classic Call of Cthulhu adventure. And we ran that thanks to John Hook, who was on Raised on D&D, and you can hear that interview at raisedondnd.com. But John Hook recommended that for us, and we had a wonderful spooky Halloween adventure with the haunting in Call of Cthulhu. So it was a lot of fun, and I'm so glad that you enjoyed some of the spookier adventures that we've played over the years. And so, Zach, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for sharing your journey of being raised on D&D and your love for comic books and art and RPGs.
No, thank you. It's amazing that I was able to come on here and just be able to talk.